And we have a guest in the studio this morning for a community conversation. I'm going to ask my guest to introduce herself, please.
Hi, Rick. Good morning. This is Teju Lakundi. I'm a registered dietitian and a certified diabetes educator. I work at the Fredo Westman Health Center here for almost 3 years now.
All right. And we want to just talk a little bit about this is Diabetes Awareness and Education Month. And so that's why we wanted to talk with you about that. You also deal with other nutritional issues as well, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, but let's talk a little bit about, and regular listeners know that I have type 2 diabetes. I talk about it a lot. They probably get tired of me talking about it. But what are some of the things that, what are some of the warning signs that I probably didn't catch before I became diagnosed? What should people be looking for if they're concerned that they might be potentially diabetic or pre-diabetic?
So many times symptoms of diabetes are not always visible out there. It's not like a cold or a cough or a fever where you're sneezing or coughing and the symptoms are very apparent. Symptoms are very silent, and some of the symptoms that do stand out would be blurry vision, any kind of feeling tired or weakness, if you have excessive thirst or excessive urination. So if you're drinking a lot and you're ending up going to the bathroom a whole lot more beyond what is normal, I would definitely consider getting checked. Also, if there's any kind of, if there's a cut or a wound that does not heal fast, then that's something that's a red flag for me. So I would definitely get checked as to why a wound is not healing. Symptoms of a low blood sugar might be, you know, feeling dizzy or shaky or sweaty. So all of these are things to watch out for. Again, these are not always apparent in every person. Many times there are no symptoms at all.
And routinely, when you go in for a physical, if you do an annual physical, is it something your doctor is looking for?
Depends on your family history and background. If there's a family history of type 2 diabetes, then when they do check labs, when you do a physical, generally a glucose is checked, your blood glucose. The A1C test is another blood sugar test that is done usually once every 6 months or once a year. And that one measures how much sugar is attached to your hemoglobin red blood cell over the past 3 months. So that's a test that may be done by your doctor, especially if you're above 45 years, then it is done at least once every year. But if you've had any previous symptoms or if you've had prediabetes in the past or family history of diabetes, then you might get checked earlier as well.
Now, can you explain the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes?
Sure. So type 1 diabetes is what we call an autoimmune disease. In this situation, your body pretty much attacks your own cells that produce insulin. Insulin is a hormone, and insulin helps to bring your blood sugars down. So some kind of environmental or viral attack occurs that we don't still know exactly what causes this, but there are many different theories as to what is causing this autoimmune attack on the body. And when this happens, there is a complete loss of the beta cells that produce insulin. And in these situations, a patient will have very, very acute symptoms. So there will be that extreme thirst, that extreme urination. This is very common in a patient with type 1 diabetes. And many times they end up in the ER, they end up in the hospital with blood sugars above 400, 500. They are showing ketones in their urine. So that's a very acute onset. And they have to be treated with insulin pretty much from day one. Mm-hmm. Type 2 diabetes, on the other hand, is a very slow, progressive disease. So, you know, you might have a slight elevation or, you know, your blood sugars may be rising for several years, and you may not even notice any difference. If you are not being checked or you don't go to the doctor frequently, you might not even know that there is a problem. So this is a very slow, progressive disease that may or may not have any symptoms, and unless you get checked, there is no way to tell. Type 2 diabetes is what we call slow insulin resistance. It's when your body starts to not respond to your insulin as efficiently, or your insulin is not able to do its job of bringing down the blood sugars, you know, effectively.
All right. What are some things that people can do to reduce the risk of diabetes?
That's a great question. If you want to reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes, the number one thing I would say is weight. You know, try to be at a healthy weight as much as possible. If you are overweight or if you are obese and you know that you could lose a little bit of weight, I would say aim for about a 10% weight loss in about 6 months. So wherever you are, if you weigh 200 pounds, you're looking to lose about 14 pounds in about 6 months. So that's a very achievable target for many people. So if you think about it, 14 pounds in 6 months, that's achievable. So that'll be the number one thing. And weight loss can be achieved, you know, you want to lose weight in a healthful manner. So eating a healthy diet, focusing on your fruit and vegetable intake, making sure you have high fiber in your diet, and reducing your intake of any kind of sugar sweetened beverages. So any kind of sodas, you know, regular sodas, even diet sodas. There's a lot of research coming out every single day about how these can actually cause obesity, cause prediabetes and type 2 diabetes as well. So you want to focus on a healthy diet. Fitness is another aspect of it as well. I would say 50% of your management is fitness and 50% is diet. They both kind of go hand in hand. Because when you exercise, you are improving how your insulin works in your body. Even a little bit of movement helps your insulin to do a better job of clearing the blood sugars and keeping your blood sugars at a healthy range. So activity is very important. So a little bit of cardio, maybe even walking or walking the dog, you know, right now between raking leaves and shoveling snow, whatever we're doing in this Brisbane, you know, any activity helps. It's very important. The American Diabetes Association recommends at least 30 minutes of activity every day, 5 days a week, you know, minimum. But more is better, definitely. And if you're trying to lose weight, I would say try to aim for more. If you don't do any exercise, start. Start with about 10 minutes, you know, make a commitment to exercise at least 10 minutes a day. And then as you feel comfortable, increase it with a target of about 30 minutes a day.
All right. Mm-hmm. And is diabetes connected to other diseases then as well in your body?
Yes, definitely. There are many complications of type 2 diabetes. The biggest one is heart disease. You know, that's the number one cause of death, not just in the U.S., but worldwide as well. So, you know, if a patient has diabetes, their doctor is looking at a lot of different things. They are running labs on your cholesterol at least once a year. They are checking your urine function and checking how your kidneys are working. Eye tests have to be done at least once a year annually. So complications of type 2 diabetes can be heart disease related. It can be kidney disease related. So a patient who has blood pressure and who has type 2 diabetes has a 40% chance of developing kidney disease. Eye disease is also common. It's called retinopathy. Neuropathy is another big thing, is very, very common. That's when you have issues with circulation. You know, amputations are also real. You know, they do happen, and that's really unfortunate. But those are some of the big ones. And then there are many other smaller complications. There are skin issues. There are dental health issues as well. So these are just the tip of the iceberg here.
All right. If people want to find out more, how do they get in touch with you? Or what should people do to find out more? Let's put it that way.
Great question. So here at the Fredo Westbend Clinic, we have pre-diabetes classes every month, and that's a free class for anyone to come in. So if you suspect that your blood sugars are running high, or if you have diabetes in the family, you know, a referral is a great idea, but a referral is not required to attend this class. You can call the clinic directly to come to the class, and I conduct this class. If you do have diabetes, I would say get checked. You know, that's the only way to find out which way your numbers are going. You may not always have symptoms. So if you are getting checked by your doctor and if they are running labs on you, you can tell how your blood sugars are responding. So ask for diabetes education services. You know, in our clinic, our doctors do a wonderful job of referring patients who have diabetes. So we are pretty busy down there, but at the same time, you know, there's always room for accommodating more patients. So learn about diabetes. That's the most important thing, because if you know how to take care of yourself and how to manage diabetes, that's the best, that's your biggest tool to keep it in check.
Is there a particular website that you would recommend for people to go to that seems to be better than others?
For
general information about diabetes prevention and Is there something?
Sure. Diabetes.org is the official website of the American Diabetes Association. And there is also, I really personally like dlife.com. And that one has very patient-friendly information. It has lots of recipes and articles about diabetes. So that's a good one as well. Those are two that I would definitely look up.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.